From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne. Welcome back from vacation.
Thank you very much. I took a nice road trip around New England and Pennsylvania. And by the way, I thought you went away while I was away, didn't you?
Yeah, the National Puzzlers League convention last week. And boy, did we have good games.
Oh, yeah? How good?
Well, there was a Saturday night extravaganza that was completely in the form of an 8-page tabloid newspaper. Every article, every byline, every note, every advertisement had something to do with solving the giant puzzle. And it took my team about 3.5 hours to finish. It was just great fun.
Oh, wow. Now, isn't this what happens? You go to these things and you come back, oh, just all fired up with new puzzles.
That's right. It's just a hotbed of ideas.
Uh-oh. All right. Well, I think the best place to start then is with a repeat of the challenge that you gave to everyone last week.
Yes, I said the E in the word pretty is pronounced with a short I. The O in women is pronounced with a short I. In what four-letter word is you pronounced as a short I?
Huh. It should be easy. What's the answer?
Busy. B-U-S-Y.
Well, our listeners were pretty busy. We received about 1,000 correct entries to this week's challenge, and our randomly chosen winner is Michael Troiano from Hackensack, New Jersey. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Leanne. Hi, Will.
So what do you do there in Hackensack?
Well, actually, I'm an attorney in Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, so. You are. So yes. We're catching you at home.
Yes, you are. I decided to take the day off today.
Now, listen, did you get to hear our feature on the musical group Fountains of Wayne? You know?
Yes, I did. It was enjoyable.
Well, they do an homage to the town you live in.
Right.
Yeah, so...
Looking forward to getting this CD.
Ah, all right. Fair enough. Have you been a puzzle player a long time?
Off and on for about 6 or 7 years.
Oh, that's pretty good. So you sound like you're ready to play.
I think so. I had a little help with my C&I dog this week. the command we use for him answering the call of nature is busy, busy. And it didn't come to me right away, but when I did, I said, gee, how could I not have known that?
Oh, what a fascinating way for the answer to come to you.
So I'm giving him credit for the assist.
Oh, well, is he there now?
Oh, yes, he is.
Oh, all right, then you'll be fine. Are you ready to play?
I hope so.
Okay. Again, Michael, meet Will. Will, say hello to Michael and let's play.
All right, Michael and Leanne, every answer today is a simile, but I'm going to give you rhymes for the key words. You provide the similes. For example, if I said glad as a batter, you would say mad as a hatter. Here's number one. Mute as a mutton. Mute as a mutton. And you want a rhyme for mute and a rhyme for mutton. Blank as a blank. And you might call a baby. That baby's just... mute as a mutton.
I think I need a... cute as a button?
Yeah.
Cute as a button. There
okay.
you go.
I thought they had to be the same letters. Okay.
No, not the same letters. This is... Right. Yeah, okay. You know, we always make it more difficult than it is.
Okay.
Number two, snappy as a shark.
Happy as a lark.
That's right. Near as a shell.
Queer as a bell.
Uh-huh. Try this one. Dizzy as a flea.
Busy as a bee.
Yeah.
Busy as a bee is right. Green as a missile.
Clean as a whistle.
Excellent. Chilly as a moose.
Willy as a goose?
Close. No,
goose is right.
Silly as a goose.
Silly as a goose, that's it. Split as a griddle.
I'm sorry, you said the first word was flip?
Split, S-P-L-I-T.
Dun, 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 dun.
Fit as a fiddle.
Yeah.
Fit as a fiddle. Excellent. Try this one. Sweet as a grin.
Neat as a pin.
Oh, good.
Neat as a pin. Good. Dead as a mobster.
As a what?
Dead
as a mobster.
As a mobster?
As a mobster, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Red as a lobster.
Red as a lobster is right. And your last one has three rhymes. Vain as the crows on your place.
You worked real hard on these, didn't you, Will?
Vain as the crows on your plate?
Place. Uh-huh.
Place. Place.
Sane as a... as a nose on your face.
That's yes. it. Plain as
Plain.
The nose on
there
your
you
face.
There you go. Plain as the nose on your face.
You know, once you mention the alternatives, it's really hard to think of the real ones. Sometimes. Oh, Will, where were you when you were making this one up? We're sitting on the train.
I thought of this one in bed.
Okay, well, I think we have to keep you out of cafes, out of bed, and off trains. Hey, Michael, not bad.
Well, I didn't completely humiliate myself.
No, and neither did I, so I appreciate that from you. Thank you very much. We're going to send you some things for being our guest today. You'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Reference Set with CD-ROM featuring print and electronic versions of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, and the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House. Michael, what's your public radio station?
Well, I'm proud to say I'm a member of WNYC AM and FM.
Oh, ooh, very good. Member, WNYC, great station. Michael Troiano from Hackensack, New Jersey. You were a wonderful player. Thanks a lot for being our guest today.
Well, thank you, Leanne, and thank you, Will.
Thanks, Michael.
All right, take care. All right, Will, now we need another puzzle for all of our listeners to work on for the next week.
Yes, this week's challenge comes from listener Richard Veit, who's a professor of linguistics at the University of North Carolina at Wilmington. Think of five words that are all four or five letters long. Each word ends in the same pair of consonants. The letters preceding these consonants are vowels, A, E, I, O, and U, and all five words rhyme. What are they? So again, you're looking for five words. They're all four or five letters long. They end in the same pair of consonants. The preceding letters are A, E, I, O, and U, and all five words rhyme. What are they?
Oh, boy, I can't wait until next week when you tell me what the answer is. If you get the answer before that, email us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please, and our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include your day and evening phone numbers. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz, who joined us from our New York Bureau. Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.